A ruling yesterday from the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB, gave contract workers and employees of franchises a lot more leverage to unionize. The NLRB's decision offers these employees the right to negotiate a union contract not only with the franchise owner, but with the larger parent company. Huge implications for the big fast food industry. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News is in New York. Michael, tell us more about the ruling.
Oh, hi, Robin. Well, like you said, it involves what they refer to as joint employees. So in other words, someone who works for, say, a fast food restaurant, they work for the franchisor who owns that restaurant. But technically, according to this ruling, they really work for the fast food chain, too, for the parent company.
You started to say McDonald's.
I was going to say McDonald's, but I didn't want it to make it sound just like McDonald's. It's really it's all franchise restaurants. McDonald's has its own cases going with the labor board. But this really involves a much bigger group than just McDonald's.
Well, remind us, who else besides fast food restaurants? Who else?
Well, it's employees of, say, a staffing company, a temp agency, mm-hmm. or a contractors that work for a bigger company but really report directly to some other agency that farms out the work on behalf of the bigger company.
And so I guess the idea is that these workers from these franchises could join forces with thousands of workers across the country.
Yeah, it opens up potential unionizing to a large swath of employees, for sure.
And just remind us some of the issues. We're very familiar with the wage debate going on right now, $15 an hour, and then benefits debates. We hear of temp workers or fast food workers who have to go sleep in their car because they're working these odd bunches of hours so that they're not considered full-time employees. All these stories. What might some of the issues be that unionized workers might want to take up?
Well, probably all. I mean, obviously, wages are a big issue, but all of the things you just cited are the type of things that the unions would bargain for on their behalf.
Yeah. And so let's talk about McDonald's. What does a McDonald's have to think about in relation to its franchising system?
Well, they have had their own cases pending with the labor board, and so this decision will be applied to those. And from a broader scheme, it really sort of, puts a big question over the logic of this franchise type of system and whether if that's the best route of doing business going forward or whether they want to rethink that.
They may even change that whole the framework of their company, you're saying.
I would doubt that would happen right away, but McDonald's owns some restaurants that they operate from the corporate parent, and a lot of the other ones are owned by franchisers. So it does reduce the attractiveness of that franchise system somewhat.
Well, does it mean that people might be thinking about paying more for their fast food down the road if companies have to actually pay people unionized wages?
It certainly is a possibility. There's also the argument that if you provide better wages and, sort of better benefits and that sort of thing, that it reduces the amount of turnover you have. And that is sort of the logic that some companies, when they raised their minimum wage, were saying. They said, look, in the long term, this might end up being a better thing, lower our cost because we won't have this big attrition of employees coming in and then quitting a month later when they find a better job.
Yeah. Well, big story in the labor world. We'll follow it with Michael Regan at Bloomberg News in New York. Michael, thank you as always.
Thank you.